You're listening to Stranger Than. I'm Ali Dutroux, and this is a McGill Daily CKUT collaboration. This is a story I wrote about the girl that lives next door to me. When my boyfriend and I moved in to a new apartment last summer, we realized pretty quickly that we were dealing with poorly insulated walls. We could hear everything the girl next door did. We heard her sneeze, we heard her toilet flush. When she spoke to someone on the phone, we could hear the other person through the phone. And when she had friends over, we had to turn the radio on to drown out the conversations. The weird part is that we realized that she could hear us too. We wondered if she heard our arguments, or my bad singing, or my boyfriend's Chris Rock impersonation. Did she hear us having sex? Did she notice that we listened to the Velvet Underground Sunday morning, every Sunday morning? Did she think we were lame? Knowing that she was there, possibly listening, was strange. It was as if we were putting our relationship on sonic display for a complete stranger. A month or so after we moved in, I awoke to the sound of loud, animated sex sounds. I look over at my boyfriend. He has his hands over his face. "I think she's finally coming," he says, followed by a drawn-out sigh. I grabbed his hand, and we both lay there in our new adult apartment, staring at the ceiling, listening to the girl next door's screams get progressively louder, patiently waiting for her to orgasm. We've all been there, haven't we? We've all overheard the rhythm of a squeaky bed frame or the sound of a post hitting the wall at a continuously high speed. Maybe we also hear a pant or a groan, a yes or a baby, or if you're really attentive, the sound of a condom wrapper ripping open. But this wasn't a pant or a groan. This wasn't a muffled yes or baby. This was a full-on porn scream. This was, "I'm on top of the world and no one can stop me." This was a When Harry Met Sally diner scene reenactment. This was absolutely unignorable. Clearly, this was mind-blowing sex, I thought. One-in-a-lifetime levels of satisfaction is the only thing that could possibly explain the sheer noise levels that the girl next door let out. Surely, I can endure one night of bad sleep if it means that the woman next door can have the orgasm of her life. I mean, that just seems like the neighborly thing to do. But this wasn't a one-time occurrence. We endured many more abrupt sex awakenings. In fact, we start to become painfully aware of our neighbor's sex life. At first, it was just once a week, usually on a Friday, sometimes on a Wednesday. We knew it was the same guy because he always did this thing after sex where he said, "High five, partner." And then they high-fived and giggled. At first, it was just sex. The doorbell would ring, and within 15 minutes or so, we would hear our neighbor loudly climaxing, quickly followed by, "High five, partner." The relationship escalated naturally. He started coming over more often. Sometimes they would have dinner first, sometimes they would watch movies. Then, he'd start to stay the night, and for breakfast the next morning, too. We heard them laugh and talk. He made fun of her terrible taste in music. She introduced him to her friends. It was all very normal. We've never seen them. Somehow our paths have never crossed. But something strange happened. We became kind of invested in their relationship. From what we could hear, they were cute. They laughed a lot. They did yoga together. And they high-fived after sex. I mean, that's actually kind of cool. But more importantly, my boyfriend and I weren't worried about them hearing us. It was like we weren't the only vulnerable ones anymore. About a month ago, it got really quiet again. He wasn't coming over anymore. A few days went by, then a few weeks. We figured he was on vacation or away on business or something. Then one night, I woke up to my boyfriend lightly tapping me on the shoulder. "She's crying," he whispered in my ear. It wasn't the loud, melodramatic sort of crying. It was just quiet little sniffles. Listening to her crying felt more invasive and awkward than any of the sex sounds we had complained about. We couldn't console her. We couldn't do anything. I grabbed my boyfriend's hand and we lay there, looking up at the ceiling, listening to the girl next door cry herself to sleep. "Fuck these thin walls," I thought.